Bibles, please, for our second reading to 1 Chronicles chapter 23. First Chronicles chapter 23, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. So when David was old and full of days, he made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel with the priests and the Levites. Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by their polls, man by man, was 38,000, of which 20,000 and 4,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. And David divided them into courses among the sons of Levi, namely Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Of the Gershonites were Leadon and Shimei. The sons of Leadon, the chief was Jehiel and Zetham and Joel, three. The sons of Shimei, Shelomit and Haziel, and Haran, three. These were the chief of the fathers of Leadon. And the sons of Shimei were Jahath, Zina, and Jeush, and Beriah. These four were the sons of Shimei. And Jahath was the chief, and Zizah the second, but Jeush and Beriah had one reckoning according to their father's house. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel, four. The sons of Amram, Aaron, and Moses. And Aaron was separated that he should sanctify the most holy things, he and his sons forever, to burn incense before the Lord, to minister unto him, and to bless in his name forever. Now, concerning Moses, the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eliezer. Of the sons of Gershom, Shebuel was the chief. And the sons of Eleazar were Rehabiah the chief. And Eleazar had none other sons, but the sons of Rehabiah were very many. Of the sons of Izhar, Shelomit the chief. Of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, Jechamiam the fourth. Of the sons of Uziel, Micah the first, and Jesseah the second. The sons of Merari, Mahli and Mushi. The sons of Mahli, Eleazar and Kish. And Eleazar died and had no sons but daughters. And their brethren, the sons of Kish, took them. The sons of Mushi, Mahli and Eder and Jeremoth, three. These were the sons of Levi after the house of their fathers, even the chief of the fathers, as they were counted by number of names by their polls. That did the work of the service of the house of the Lord from the age of 20 years and upward. For David said, "The Lord God of Israel hath given rest unto his people, that they may dwell in Jerusalem forever. And also unto the Levites, they shall no more carry the tabernacle, nor any vessels of it for service thereof." For by the last words of David, the Levites were numbered from 20 years old and above, because their office was to wait on the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord in the courts and in the chambers and in the purifying of all holy things and the work of the service of the house of God, both for the showbread and for the fine flour for meat offering and for the unleavened cakes and for that which is baked in the pan and for that which is fried and for all manner of measure and size, and to stand every morning to thank and praise the Lord, and likewise at even, and to offer all burnt sacrifices unto the Lord in the Sabbaths, in the new moons, and on the set feasts, by number, according to the order commanded unto them continually before the Lord. And that they should keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the charge of the holy place, and the charge of the sons of Aaron, their brethren, in the service of the house of the Lord. May God add his blessing into the reading, into the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so again, with Ezra's theme in 1st and 2nd Chronicles being the history of the raising up of the temple and its worship. This chapter is a very fitting chapter as we move toward the end. We still have a few chapters, maybe 5 or 6 chapters left in 1st Chronicles. I think it goes to 29. But at this point, notice that we are getting to the place where Solomon is going to build. And so Solomon going to build. David is near the end of his life. He not only charges Solomon, but he charges the rulers, the princes of the people, and then also the Aaronites. I'm going to separate them from the Levites. The Aaronites and the Levites also to be ready to do their service in the building and maintenance of this structure. Okay? And so all of that falls to, first of all, the princes and the nobles to be there to provide help and substance for the temple itself, and then for the Levites to work in that temple, and for the Aaronites to handle the holy things in that temple. Okay? And so that's the difference in the age between 30 years and 20 years. That's why we see the difference there. The Levites at 20 years, because what did they do? They ministered in what we call the circa sacra, the things around the holy things, not the holy things themselves. No Levite went in to the holy place to burn incense, to change the showbread, and so on. And none but the high priest went into the inner chamber, the Holy of Holies, and that but once in the year on the Day of Atonement to offer the blood of the goat, and that only once in the year. And so those places were off limits to the Levites. They did help, however, by preparing sacrifices. The Aaronites offered the sacrifices. The Levites helped with all of the appurtenances to those offerings. Okay? And so that was the division of labor. Now, the division of labor for the church officers in those days was more particular than it is today. But we have a division for church officers today. We have the office. We have two offices of elder and deacon. In the differentiation within the office of elder, we have teacher, pastor, and governor. Teacher, pastor, and governor. And then the deacon simply has one designation, and that is that he is involved in physical and mercy ministry. Notice that they're all called Levites. That's their office. And yet in that office, there's a differentiation of function. Notice that they were that there were some that were Aaronites, and that there was one high priest, but the rest of them were priests, and yet those priests had different functions as well. So when we hear in the New Testament that there is one office that we call elder, and yet that elder has three different functionaries, that should be no surprise to us at all. Okay? All right. So David commands as the king and as the prophet all of those various entities, whether they are priests, whether they're Levites, whether they are nobles. You all, according to your station, contribute and help Solomon in the building of this, like we heard in the last chapter, exceeding magnifical temple, and then in its maintenance, in keeping it functioning in the ministry of every day. And they were not left to guess as to how that was supposed to look, because David left instructions for every one of those offices and every one of those sub-functionaries under those offices. David left instruction for each of them. The Levites, for instance, were divided into those who played on instruments, those who sang, those who cared for the bowls and the furniture that was outside of the holy place, that took the ashes out from underneath the altar, that took care of all of the things like that. Okay, then the Aaronites, among those priests, there were those who offered. There was the high priest who went into the Holy of Holies once in a year. There were those that did the showbread day by day. There were others that did the incense altar day by day, and so on. And so they all had their various functions, and all of this at the command of David, who was the prophet of the Lord. They were not allowed simply to make up how they would worship the Lord. They didn't get to make it up. And we've seen that before. This becomes very clear in this passage when we see all of these different functions. And it says that David commanded these things and David made the instruments for the folks to play. Why don't we use instruments today? We'll get to that when we get to 2 Chronicles 29 in the reign of Hezekiah. But we don't use instruments today because when they were instituted in the worship of our God, and we should see some continuity there, when they were instituted to be played during the blood sacrifices of the temple. That's the only time they were used, ever. You say, well, Pastor, how do you know that? I know that because that's the only scripture example that we have. Unless the Bible left something out, do we want to go down that road? I don't think so. And so, when we see instruments only being used at a very particular time, we understand that when that time passes away, so does the use of those instruments. Notice also that we don't get to make up any instruments and use them. David said, these are the instruments that I have instituted. And he, as the prophet of God, we're going to see a little bit later. We've already seen in 2 Samuel. We'll see a little bit later also that David had these things by the Spirit. The Spirit is what pressed these things to the mind of David, that he might institute them as the prophet of God into the worship. What does it take to change the worship of God? Oh, well, the pastor wants to do it this way now. Well, if I ever do that, bring your baseball bats the next week and run me out of here. It's not the pastor. The pastor doesn't get to change things. The pastor doesn't get to say, okay, now we have these new worship elements. We're going to call it running the aisles. Or whatever you want to call it. It's just, you know, pick something. Puppet shows. We're going to have a worship band. We're going to have interpretive dance. And we're going to offer that to the Lord. And the Lord's going to say, who has required this at your hand? And so that's why we look for the commands of God. That's what the regulative principle is. It's not the regulative principle in so many churches today means, well, we're conservative in our worship. That's not the regulative principle. The regulative principle is we need a command of God for every element of worship. We see this particularly so here where David is the prophet, king of Israel, lays out this office and that office and what they are to do. Notice that the Levites get a job change now. The temple is being built up here. The ark is no longer carried about by them on their shoulders from place to place. And because the ark isn't carried about, neither is the altar of incense. Neither ought to be the brazen altar, which also had rings and poles for it. It's all going to come to a central location and it's all going to be settled there. And when it is, the Levites need a new job and David provides that for them here. Because he's the prophet. Okay, so that's what the regular principle is. And that's what 1 Chronicles 23 helps us understand. Let's stand and continue praising God then in the singing of